remember, never let those ruby slippers off your feet for a moment, or you will be at the mercy of the Wicked Witch of the West.
But how do I start for Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road.
There's so much more to the story. The author L. Frank Baum was a former oil man in the late 1800s. The story begins in the heartland, the center of society, which, by the way, friends, the bankers are now trying to gut through manufactured drought, broken supply chains, and BlackRock buying up as many single-family homes as they possibly can. Well, the heroine of this story lives on a farm. Farm family assemblies are the highest status in common law, soil, subsistence. Heartland is symbolic for the soul of a nation. Dorothy leaves the farm because of fear and unlawful search and seizure, Toto. She ventures out on her own and meets Professor Marvel, a regular wizard to be acclaimed by the future crowned heads of Europe before they were even crowned. She is now red-pilled by Marvel. Along came a great whirring confusion that whisked Dorothy and Toto up into the new order of the world, an artificial dimension somewhere over the rainbow, above the solid ground, soil of Kansas. Great Depression, forfeiture of all our gold, everything changed during that Great Depression.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
With the planned bankruptcy, Kansas was no longer to be Kansas anymore, according to Baum. It is now KS, a two-capital-letter federal postal designation by the Zone Improvement Zip Code, established in bankruptcy 1933. Did you notice how everything was black and white? Symbolic for the letter of the law. And then we jump to color. The movie jumps to color. The legal system uses the color of law, which may or may not carry the force of law, depending on your consent. Now we get to the fun stuff. Legal does not equal lawful. Since Dorothy is now in the land of fiction, legal fiction, the Fed can tax her. But they will need something very important in order to tax a real man or woman on their labor, which is unlawful. They will need a tax identification number for your commercial vessel, a tin man. And we all know that commercial vessels are dead things, just like corporations. Corp equals dead. Oration equals speak. Dead speak. And dead things do not have a beating heart. The tin man has no heart. That they see the children of God, Christians, as weak. Turn the other cheek when we bring on the New World Order. See, the lion has no courage. Because of fiction cannot deal with a real thing, they need to keep it in fiction. In order to deal with you, the living soul, they can only do it through your legal personality. This is known as your straw man. He can't operate on his own because he doesn't have a brain. Dorothy and her crew, all the same individual, are trying to get to the bottom of it. How did her personality get split in fiction land? Who is to blame? Those damn bankers. If only we had a clue. Aha. We'll follow the stolen gold. We'll follow the yellow brick road. And Dorothy knows damn well that this wizard character must be good with the books. After all, he is a wizard of gold ounces. He is a wizard of Oz. Rumor has it that this great wizard can grant wishes. After all, he made things out of nothing in place of the stolen gold. Federal Reserve notes in the public lexicon of 1899, these were known as Lincoln's greenbacks. On a serious note, writes T. Benjamin, I'm very aware that there is an MKUltra program commonly used on SRA victims. That's satanic ritual abuse victims. If you are an SRA victim or believe you are, please be cautious. Trigger warning. Let me fill you in on something else. In the original book, her slippers were not red. They were silver. What? Yep. And by the way, the MKUltra program is called Dorothy Come Home. And when shown the ruby slippers, this triggers a comeback for reprogramming, as I understand it. More on this later, but back to silver. Why silver? Because gold was always the king's money, and in America, silver was the money of the people. A dollar ain't based on gold, my American homies. It's based on silver. Let me explain something about this last post. You can read all about it, if you can find it, in a book called Coyne's Financial School. After the first bankruptcy, Civil War, the bankers moved into D.C. First order of business, outlaw silver. And they did. The surety. But the Federal Reserve note is not the dollar. It's a perpetual annuity bond payable to bearer. It's debt. Actually, it's the receipt of debt. Think mirror. A dollar is precious metal, the only lawful money defined in the Constitution. We're not in Kansas anymore. Rumor has it that this great wizard can grant wishes. After all, he made things out of nothing in place of the stolen gold, Federal Reserve notes, in the public lexicon of 1899. Again, these were known as greenbacks. Paper money was called greenbacks, thanks to Lincoln. Bill Still had a different take on the Wizard of Oz. Coming from the libertarian, anarcho-capitalist side of things, Bum's book ties in well with the principle of sound money. A slightly different take, but great nonetheless. And, of course, video unavailable thanks to YouTube filtering out truth. So Dorothy, in search of the mystery of her split personality, is off to find the answer. What color is the castle? Green. What's behind the curtain? The magic. Money magic. Babylon debt magic. But the mystery is just a trick. A rich man's trick. A trick from the Wizard of Gold Ounces. Which was who in real life? That's right. Even then, the family that controlled the gold was none other than Rothschild. So, if paper money is the deception, the real trick is to get your gold and silver. Been tricked? Pull out your wallet and show me anything of real value. I'll show you paper. I'll show you plastic. I'll show you the contract you signed to get both. Who's been tricked? But this monetary wizardry isn't so scary as it is clever. Sneaky frickin' bankers. What makes it scary? The force of law. Force. To enforce the commercial policy. Policy enforcers. Police force. And the bar attorneys, the judges, and the policy enforcers? Admiralty law. What language is defined in a book of spells called Black's Law Dictionary? Black magic. And whose judges wear black robes, with headquarters called the Inner Temple? Witches. And T. Benjamin writes, why do I think that Baum indicated that the Wicked Witch of the West is the legal system itself? Right here. When Dorothy refused to surrender Toto, Miss Gulch lashed out, if you don't hand over that dog, I'll bring a suit that'll take your whole farm. Scary, right? But it's all a lie. It's fear. How did Dorothy figure out the riddle? How did she know to stand on silver so she could get back to real life, back to the farm, family, back to real money, back to the heartland? She found her courage. She waited until the Wicked Witch of the West burned her straw man, and she stopped the assault with water, a renunciation of debt, not to be taxed with a tax ID number. The real man. Admiralty law is the law of the sea. Water. A stretch? Maybe. Back in Kansas again, real life. Black and white letter of the law, not the color of law, standing on silver and gold, real money. So why the ruby slippers? The author here, your old Uncle T, has a sneaking suspicion that Hollywood wanted to make their own covert statement. They needed to poison the message in kind of an inside joke to themselves. And I think they swapped out the people's money, silver, with a symbol of their own money, their own currency. Those red shoes. Sorry to ruin your movie. And there's John Podesta and all the young wannabes in their red shoes. And there's some of that art that the Podesta brothers seem to love so much, with the children wearing red shoes. You know, they say that red shoes symbolizes child sacrifice. And some say that the red shoes the elite wear are made from human skin. And so we end where we began, with the incredible manipulation of the silver price in a world with literally more than $1 quadrillion in debt, silver at 25 bucks an ounce, and Moderna stock at 200. If upside down world doesn't make you want to puke, friends, then you've got a very steely reserve.
Oh, the great Oz has spoken.
Oh,
pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.